Designated terrorist group launched missiles at Tel Aviv on Sunday, setting off sirens in Israel's financial center for the first time in 4 months, as the Islamist Palestinian group sought to show military strength despite Israel's Gaza offensive. The Israeli military said 8 projectiles were identified crossing from the area of Rafah, the southern tip of the Gaza Strip, where Israel kept up operations despite a ruling by the top UN court on Friday ordering it to stop attacking the city. Aid trucks from Egypt are entering Gaza through southern Israel under a new agreement. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
These trucks are bypassing the Rafah crossing after Israeli forces seized the Palestinian side of it earlier this month. Egypt refuses to reopen its side of the Rafah crossing until control of the Gaza side is handed back to Palestinians. But because of U.S. and Israeli pressure, Egypt agreed to divert traffic through Israel's Kerem Shalom crossing, Gaza's main cargo terminal. Israel says it has allowed hundreds of trucks to enter, but United Nations agencies say it's usually too dangerous to retrieve the aid on the other side. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Mustafa called for a ceasefire in Gaza during a news conference with Spain's foreign minister in Brussels on Sunday.
I think it's time to go beyond condemning actions and requesting Israel to stop the war.
He also thanked Spain for its decision to recognize a Palestinian state, calling on like-minded European countries to do the same. This is VOA News. A Russian strike on a crowded hardware store in Kharkiv has killed at least 14 people and wounded dozens more, Ukrainian officials said on Sunday, the death toll rising as the country's second largest city reeled from 2 attacks a day earlier. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Local officials said at least 120 people were in the epicenter hypermarket on Saturday when 2 guided bombs struck, causing a massive fire. At least 10 of the dead were unidentified on Sunday morning, they said. In a post on the Telegram app, Ukraine's Interior Minister Ihor Klimenko said 16 people were still missing after the strike. It took 16 hours to extinguish the flames. The past week has seen a rise in Russian strikes on Ukraine's second city, after Russian troops stormed across the border, opening a new front just north of it.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Sunday to attend his peace summit as Ukraine struggles to stave off unrelenting attacks by Russia in its 27-month-old invasion. Ukraine hopes to host as many countries as possible as Kyiv-led talks in Switzerland next month, aimed at uniting global opinion on how to halt the war and piling on pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has not been invited. Zelensky spoke in an English-language video recorded in the northeastern city of Kharkiv inside the charred remains of a printing house that was destroyed on Thursday in a Russian missile strike. American rapper Nicki Minaj on Saturday canceled the show in Manchester, England, after she said she was held by police at an Amsterdam airport, denying she had drugs in her bags. Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan reports.
Fans outside the Co-op Life venue said they were devastated and disappointed.
We came here just to see her, and now we can't see her.
The 41-year-old singer was held by police hours before the show had been scheduled to start. Dutch military police confirmed an arrest of a 41-year-old American woman for possessing soft drugs, but didn't reveal her identity, adding that it is illegal to take such substances out of the Netherlands. Police later said the woman had been fined and released in the evening. But that was 45 minutes after Minaj had been due to begin performing.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. 12 people traveling on a Qatar Airways flight from Doha to Ireland were injured during a bout of turbulence 5 days after a Singapore Airlines was forced to land that killed a 73-year-old British man. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.